Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. Father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit due isn't always credit given. Lion reigns throughout the land. King of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds the stars and falling closely. Good day, every day.
Good days can be had every day when you turn into the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's like, hello, it's a no-brainer. Jennifer's here to make your day. Richie's here to make your day.
Oh, I'm still here, at least.
Why, Jennifer, she had to go do a...
Well, it's cooking.
An interview. Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Okay. Richie and Doug are here. Let's see how I can... keep my mind from getting twisted. Okay, I'm going to do something that's a non-twisted conversational item first, okay? Ready?
Let's hear it.
It's a sad story, actually, about the old FAO Schwartz building.
In New York. Uh-huh.
Toys R Us taking it over. It was the flagship store in New York. They're going to close it at the end of the year. They're not renewing their lease on this store, 110,000 square feet. The indoor Ferris wheel was there, Richie.
Yep, I remember that.
Life-size Barbie dollhouse, 20-foot-tall T-Rex dinosaur. It's just too expensive. Toys R Us says that the rush of shoppers into the store for this event, that is the closing of the store, was... bigger or better than they ever could have imagined. But they, FAO Schwartz store, this one, it's too expensive to have that kind of retail space in New York City. So the toy piano is gone.
That's all that area is retail space.
No, but this is apparently there's not a lot of markup in toys.
I mean, for God's sakes, they have a Lego store and an M&M store.
Everybody,
next to it.
They're all buying online. And so there isn't as much business there. I think you're going to see this sort of thing happen in other areas.
Is Times Square going to become office space now?
Well, what do you do with it?
I mean,
you
got to
be creative.
It's restaurants and retail.
Yep. People go to New York City. They want to go to Times Square. They want to see the action.
Terrible restaurants. Don't ever eat in Times Square.
Oh, yeah. They're all those big...
garbage.
I remember going in to the Hard Rock in Times Square.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's terrible. And you're going to wait an hour. Go three blocks either way. Anyway.
Yeah, in any direction, exactly. If you haven't seen the video of the day yet at DougSteffen.com, it's from Netflix.
I haven't.
It is a commercial for Bill Murray's A Very Murray Christmas.
Wow.
And it is extraordinarily good. It really is. Richie, you're welcome to play the video.
Sure.
If you want the audio on the air. This gives you enough intrigue to go to DougSteffen.com. Watch this.
Ring-ting-ting-ling.
Featuring all the season's classic hits.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
By all the biggest stars.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Fed the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
With Chris Rock.
Do you hear what
I hear?
You'll also hear Maya Rudolph, Jason Schwartzman,
it's gonna be a good show.
Rashida Jones, George Clooney,
Santa Claus wants some love,
and many, many more. This holiday season, stay in and enjoy the show.
Enjoy
A Very Murray Christmas.
Very Murray Christmas, directed
good
by
stuff.
Sofia Coppola, coming to Netflix December 4th.
Right.
Oh my God, that's gonna be
go over to my friend's house with Netflix and watch that. That may be a repeat. You might want to watch that once this week, and then maybe Christmas Eve you watch it again. Speaking of that, our poll yesterday: have you put up your Christmas lights yet? Let's see what the response was here, Richie. 25% of you said, not yet, but I'm hoping to get them up this week. 23% of you said, yep, we put them up over the weekend. 22% said, I don't put up lights, bah humbug. Let's see, 16% said, yeah, they've been up for a while. 13% said, not sure I'm going to do that this year. So that was the poll yesterday. If you want to participate, we love it when we have a lot of thought. And I don't know if a lot of thought goes into all these, but we appreciate your spending some time and thinking about these questions. Our question today has to do with our listing of the top 10 boys' names and the top 10 girls' names that we've posted at DougStephan.com. This is for new baby names. And our question was, how did you pick your child's name? A, they were named after other family members. B, we picked names we liked. That would be, we picked Brendan and Megan because it went well with Stephan. Brendan Stephan,
yeah.
Megan Stephan.
Yeah.
Fit nicely. We picked names from popular culture figures. D, we picked names from historical figures. E, I don't remember. So tell us what you remember at DougStephan.com. So I have an interesting sort of anecdotal. This is me on the toot again.
Uh-oh. Now what?
We've been talking about how our resources are being wasted and how military-industrial complex is really screwing up and screwing over the world. And if you don't think that this environmental business, this whole charade, this conference in Paris, and we're going to deal with oil problems and fossil fuel problems, and we're going to spend a lot of money. And if you don't think every single company in our country and around the world that has any connection at all to environmental work, the windmills, companies that build these fossil fuel cleanup plants, the companies that are doing even uranium, nuclear-powered plants, the companies that are doing solar. Okay, so let me point you to a small country on the other side of the Atlantic that has made the transition so simple and so affordable that in the last 10 years, Uruguay, say it again, Doug, Uruguay, some people pronounce it Uruguay,
Uruguay,
has cut its carbon footprint 98%. Not one penny of government subsidy. Not 1 cent more does it cost the consumer.
Really?
Not one penny. In fact, right now, renewables provide 95% of the country's electricity. Prices are lower than any other country in South America. There are fewer power cuts where people lose energy, which is a rampant problem all over much of Central and South America. And I'm sure your wife can speak to that.
Yep.
They don't have the infrastructure that we do. We're so spoiled. Europe and America are so spoiled. They just don't have the infrastructure down there. So now they don't lose their power. And if you go back to maybe 10, 15 years ago, maybe you want to push the clock back that far, oil accounted for 27% of Uruguay's imports, and they used that oil to produce electricity. And their gas came from Argentina, spent a lot of money buying foreign sources of fossil fuel so they could power their power plants. Now, they have wind turbines, which fill the country's ports. They're on their way to being installed everywhere. And they don't put them up high, Richie. They put them on the ground.
Really?
They're influenced by ground wind, not by high wind. So they're not killing off all the birds. You know, that's one thing, Jennifer.
Still don't get that.
What? Why they killed off the birds?
I don't understand
how the birds fly into it.
How those things are so huge and they go so slow.
Yeah.
How a bird is stupid enough to fly into those things.
How birds are not
the
smartest business. Anyway, so I just wanted you to know what was going on here, how wonderfully well this works. They have just thought it all through. Hydropower. That's something we've completely gone away from, and nobody knows why. Yeah. Why the hell did we go away from having turbines like the, I shouldn't say we're going to go.
The dams. Together.
The dams like the Hoover Dam. A lot of power comes out of there, but they only use it like a quarter of the time. They don't use it. They don't use it. So, and the only reason this came to the surface, I never would have known this before, is that the people from Uruguay were there, and they were talking to the media, And people say, oh, we didn't know this. We didn't know that. So they sort of took some of the steam, if you'll pardon the pun, away from the other country. Oh, we're going to spend all this money to clean up the air. Really? How about we do what they do in Uruguay? That would seem to be the right way to do it. But that's just me thinking, you know, what do I know?
You know, it's funny, when I was just in Palm Springs and riding past those hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of windmills.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
I was talking to some of the locals there, and they don't even get the benefit of the power that they create.
No, it goes to Arizona and go to Vegas.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, all that power goes to Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. Yep.
I don't know why.
There you go. Because that's the way it works, Richie.
Well, I mean, a company owns them. Mm-hmm. Right? They pay the rent.
The good news on the fossil fuel front is that OPEC is worried because prices yesterday dipped below $40 a gallon.
Yep.
Sorry, $40 a barrel. So OPEC is saying, oh, what are we going to do? And countries like Saudi Arabia says, we're going to keep pushing it out as fast as we've been pushing it out.
Bend over and kiss your butts goodbye.
Yep. The immediate result is that the key petroleum products like gasoline, jet fuel, home heating oil. See, this is one of the big outrages. Look at what it costs you. I just priced a couple of different airfares for a Christmas week, one from Boston to L.A., the other one from Fort Lauderdale to L.A., and back again. I thought the price was crazy when I did it this summer, because most of the time I do my traveling in the wintertime. I'm back and forth and this year I'm going to go to Europe and the Middle East, but I go back and forth most of the time to L.A. from the East Coast. And in wintertime, you pay 3.25, maybe 3.4. I remember it used to be $150 round trip, $190 round trip. The prices for the Boston L.A. were $650. From Fort Lauderdale, L.A., $950. Yeah. And these guys
and with the gas prices dipping, it's profit.
Jet fuel is jet fuel is $1.40 a gallon now, because they don't pay tax on it. Farm fuel is about $1.49 a gallon.
They loved it that all the prices of fuel went up for so many years, so that they can inflate the prices and keep them there.
Get out a machine gun. If somebody says to you, we got a fuel surcharge, you want to be blowing them away.
Well, you might not want to say that today.
I probably shouldn't say that today. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
All right, that's the story. 60, where are we here? 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you like to feel more in control in spite of the uncertainty we face today? You can by seeing your life in 3D.
The first D is for discovery. It starts with you. What do you want your life to look like? What's most important to you? What are your strengths?
The second D is for design. Share your vision and values with the people closest to you. Find out what they expect of you at home and work. Look for common ground.
The third D is for develop. Start by testing an idea. See if it brings you closer to the life you really want. If it does, keep doing it. If not, try something else.
Keep testing until you're living life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Today on App Check, Gate Guru is a free day of travel app providing airport security wait times and locations of airport food. Needs a You Are Here feature. Gate Guru. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His gold shoes were as unforgettable as his four Olympic gold medals. He made history at the 96 Games by winning both the 200 and 400 meter races.
Michael Johnson is in front. They're in the home straight away. He's got it. World record Superman flies again.
So where is Michael Johnson now? Michael's training center in Dallas is an official training partner of the Cowboys, Stars, and FC Dallas. He's a motivational speaker, and he wrote a book called Gold Rush. In 2010, Michael was a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice. And who can forget the commercials he did for Nike?
I was running in my Arizona Spiridons and heard this little girl say, Mommy, why is that man all blurry? Why can't people see the real me?
Because you're just too dang fast, Mike. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with My TV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who's more critical, men or women? And do they always stay that way? Well, here's the biological science of it. Men tend to be more critical thinkers. They stick to the facts, just the facts, only the facts. On the other hand, women more freely express their emotions and concerns. That is, until they start to age. Then there's a switch. As men age, they become less analytical, less critical, and more emotional. That's why it's not unusual to see older men freely showing their emotions. As emotional women age, guess what? They become more critical. It's only around age 45 that both men and women are more alike in their thinking and emotional styles than at any other time in their life. What's the cheap psych trick? What goes round comes round. As you grow older, you may be the object of what you criticize. Let me know what you think. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
48 past the hour with Rich and Doug on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Well, you'll be happy to hear that a more of your tax dollars at work. A fellow masquerading as a member of Congress walked into the secure backstage area at the president's award dinner. He was not properly screened, and he went up to the president, shook his hand, had a conversation. 5 days later, a woman walked backstage unchecked at a dinner where Obama was the featured guest. And then recently, a couple of people strolled unnoticed past a Secret Service checkpoint into the first layer of the White House grounds. We know that story. So the lapses continue at the Secret Service. What are we doing about it? Nothing.
Here's my favorite thing.
My God, nothing.
They say that one of the reasons that the Secret Service is having such a hard time is that the budget cuts.
Oh, yes.
They always go to the budget cuts.
Right, not
enough money. Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's why the Secret Service agents went and got hookers in Colombia because they didn't have enough money.
Right, that's it.
To do their job.
Is government funding. Yeah, that was
it. Right.
Yeah, 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 that's it. Right. Maybe they can get the Clinton Foundation to fund.
There you go. The hookers.
How about that? Yeah. That's a good idea, right? Have an annual charity event.
I just always love it.
Collecting money so that these people have enough. The budget of the Secret Service, by the way, is $39.6 million. Nice, huh?
It doesn't seem like a lot of money, actually.
You can get it. Well, how many Secret Service people are there?
Hundreds.
Are there?
Yes. Maybe 1,000.
50. I didn't know there were that many. Yeah. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.